Reams of documents released by the U.S. government are expected to shed new light on what happened at Abu Ghraib prison, as well as detention centers in Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay. The documents include military reports, memos, letters, and depositions. Many are annexes to the report issued by Major General Anthony Taguba. NPR's Jackie Northam has been going through the pages and is here now. Jackie, what are some of the more interesting things you found among these documents?
Well, Michelle, about 50 of the documents are the testimonies of soldiers and officers who were at Abu Ghraib prison while the abuse was going on. And their accounts really underscore the fact that there wasn't anyone in charge of that prison. And often when complaints about abuse were launched, they were just simply dismissed. For example, one of the depositions is from a naval petty officer who was a dog handler and was trained for explosives. He testified that he was deployed in this prison and more or less forced into using his dogs to intimidate prisoners. He twice reported this to his superiors, and both times he was just ignored. There were similar complaints in several of the depositions that I've read. There are also quite a number of graphic accounts of Iraqis being abused at the hands of U.S. military intelligence or military police. The other thing, though, is amongst the released papers are FBI documents relating to the agency work at Abu Ghraib. It says they were counterintelligence agents there, as well as working in Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Now, these documents were heavily redacted, but there was enough information left to let you know that the FBI was operating in these places.
Now, I understand that one of the documents is a psychological report that examines what led or what may have led to the abuse, particularly at Abu Ghraib.
That's right. It's a 6-page document. It's quite illuminating. It said that one of the problems was that these young soldiers were suddenly immersed into Islamic culture, and that it was a huge difference from their own culture, and they had trouble dealing with it. It said that many of the soldiers simply associated Muslims with terrorism, and that caused them to fear the Iraqis, or in a sense, consider them less worthy. Now, this psychological report also noted that there was poor leadership at the prison, and that there was, and I quote here, Michelle, that there was an atmosphere of danger and promiscuity and negativity that led to the worst human qualities and behaviors. So that's the psychological report.
6,000 pages. Why did the government release these documents?
It had to. There was a federal court order that directed the Department of Defense, the FBI, and other agencies to hand these over. And that came out of a Freedom of Information Act request by civil liberties union, human rights groups like the American Civil Liberties Union, that type of thing. They were ordered to hand them over. Interestingly enough, the lawsuit was filed long before Abu Ghraib broke, the scandal. It took so long to get the documents. By the time it took so long that Abu Ghraib broke and they refiled and they got all these documents. So it worked out for them.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks very much, Michelle.
NPR's Jackie Northam. A link to these documents can be found at our website, npr.org.